Well, that ended.
The end.
That ended quickly.
Ta-da!
Sorry.
She just kept writing through there. You know, you never knew when she was going
to
wrap up.
I was really just trying to get my headphone cord to stop choking me. So
what's wrong with a little death first thing in the afternoon?
That was my goal.
It could be interesting to listen to.
Hey, Sluggo.
Hey, dude. How are you?
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin is Sluggo, blah, blah, blah. How was your weekend?
Fabulous. Phenomenal. Awesome. Aces. Bitchin'. Cool. How about you?
Are you hungover?
No.
Then not as cool
not
as
really
you're
that good, yeah.
Not as cool.
You're lying to us.
No. Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I had a great weekend.
Yeah. So it couldn't have been that good if you're nice and toasty and sober.
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't need, some of us don't need to alter our conscience to have a good time, Sluggo.
I feel like a religious channel all of a sudden.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yeah.
Dating app disasters.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if you saw this. You probably haven't yet, but Tinder Swindler. Have you seen that on Netflix?
No.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah.
I mean, bottom line is we'll talk about it in a second. We'll talk about it in a second.
Yeah.
Shopping with a-holes.
There's plenty of them to choose from.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Proof of life on Mars.
Oh, sweet.
You've been wondering this for a long time.
Yeah.
I have a guy who's going to tell you that there is absolute proof.
Of life on Mars.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And I'll show you the video.
Oh, sweet.
As well.
Well, I'm a believer already.
And I saw Jackass.
Of course you did.
Over the weekend.
That's awesome. I knew you were going to be out there this weekend.
Yes, you did. And the question is dumb things you did to entertain your friends.
All right.
Because that's literally our lives.
This job comes to mind.
Yes. Yes. There's a lot of this job involved in it. Yes. So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
The man speaks the truth.
I don't know if you have not seen this, but I don't know if other people have seen it. The Tinder Swindler is the name of the show.
Okay.
And there's a dude on Tinder that convinces women that he's a billionaire's son.
Okay.
Spoiler alert. Oh, I guess it's in the title. Okay.
Yeah.
Swindler. Okay.
Turns out.
So the story follows three women. One is named Cecil Felhoy. She's a 29-year-old Norwegian grad student living in London.
Wait, are these real stories?
Yes.
Okay.
This is a real story all across the board. Yes.
Okay.
So she's 28-year-old, and she sees this guy on Tinder, and she goes, oh, I like the look of this guy. And
he's really hideous, but he's got money.
No,
I don't care.
Actually not hideous.
Oh, really? Oh,
no.
So
So they buy it.
Yeah.
But all of his Instagram is private planes and suites.
Oh, like we live.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, champagne and wild limos, parties,
penthouses.
Everything. Yeah. So she's like, oh,
I can do that.
This looks pretty cool.
I'm willing to step up to that.
So she thought that she found her Prince Charming.
So she swiped.
And turned out to be a nightmare. An international con man had duped her out of, and I'll tell you exactly sort of how he did it in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
This woman was duped out of $250,000.
Wow.
Right?
But, you know, I mean, when the billionaire's son starts asking you for money, saying, oh, you know, can you spot me on this one
or
whatever?
Here's what he did.
Yeah,
He said that his dad is the king of diamonds, so he's the prince of diamonds.
Sure. Yeah, me
and
too.
And his last name is the same.
Yeah, I'm the jack of diamonds.
It turns out that he wasn't this guy's son at all.
What a shock.
But he did have the same last name.
Okay. So he could prove that a little. Yeah,
so they would Google him and go, he's the son
I've
of
done
that
my
guy.
Research.
Right.
That's plenty. So here, have some money.
So then he would say, you know, the diamond business is very dangerous, and my enemies come for me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed a picture of like a bodyguard that got beat up, and just saying, you know, I'm lucky to be alive.
Right.
And I can't use my credit cards because then I can
when the alarm should go off.
Right, agreed.
Listen, ladies.
But everything that he said up until now at least does track.
That one is like, boop, boop,
yes.
Boop, run.
So I can't use my credit cards because my enemies will find me.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't mind, I'd like to use your credit card.
just for
a couple days.
And you're really drunk right now, and we had a hell of a time last night, and you're not going to say no right this minute because we're going up to the penthouse later today.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
And then he would max out the card in 2 days.
Jerk.
Mm-hmm. 20 grand.
Yep.
You know what? I'm really
250,000, you said.
No, I'm saying 250,000.
Oh, 20. Oh, so that was just the beginning.
Yes, that was just the beginning.
Wow.
Yes. 250,000 total for this woman. But it was in increments, small increments, like 30 grand.
No big deal, yeah. I think I would miss that pretty
heavily. I don't understand how that's not a giant red flag. giant red flag. But everything that he took her on a private plane.
Sure. Yeah.
Which I assume he had swindled from someone else.
Dude, let me borrow your plane. I got to get this chick's money, man. I'll bring it back by noon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Within the space of a month, she lent him nearly $100,000 because she believed he was the son of a billionaire. So what's $100,000 to a billionaire?
Right. So spend it yourself. Call dad.
You don't understand that he couldn't.
Dad's busy.
This story follows three women, and in the course of the show, he cons single women out of $10 million.
Wow. Well, he's now a millionaire.
$10 million.
I mean, man. Three. Out of three. That's three really juicy turnips.
I don't know that he.
Wow.
I don't know that he got the $10 million from just the three,
but
three are the ones that are followed on the show on Netflix.
Right.
And
So it's called Tinder Swindler.
Yes.
Tinder must love that. Oh, cool.
Yeah, great.
We weren't able to police this very well, but
at all.
Gosh darn it.
The dude just was good at what he did.
Clearly,
he looked good. He dressed the part.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like.
Sure.
I mean, it
always come down to, is there any women that like, when he got to that point, said, hey, go to hell?
Yes. Can I tell you who?
Talk to them, yes.
All of her friends.
Of course.
She would say, I'm going on a date on a private plane. And all of her friends, they would show their responses like, what do we know about him?
Right.
Who is he? Are you positive you want to do this?
Listen to your friends.
All of her friends.
When they say things like that.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, listen, he only needs $30,000 for a couple days.
Yeah, that really is no big deal. I by the way, Kevin, I need $30,000 for a few days.
You go straight to hell. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Let's talk about people who act like there's no one else around.
Okay.
Because that's fascinating to me in a city this big with this many people.
Right.
With this many cars.
Right.
How can you not realize there are cars around you or people around you or things?
I am the only human.
How is that possible? I mean, I am
imagining the rest of you.
I can understand if you're in a tiny little town someplace and there are no people on the street literally at that moment.
Right.
That's never here.
No.
Ever.
Nope.
So I went to Gelson's, and I went to the deli, and I was going to get some mac and cheese like I do.
Sure. That's healthy. I like the healthy eating things that you do. It's inspiring.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And there was an old man that was there, probably in his 70s.
Old-ish. Yeah. Yeah, it's like almost as old as us.
Wearing sandals.
Hot. That's hot.
And his toes were super gross.
Oh, that's cool.
So
hey,
far be it for me to complain about footwear, but wow.
Excuse me, ladies. Take a look at my feet.
So that guy was talking to the person who was cutting his whatever.
Yeah, sandwich.
Yeah.
And then she doesn't know, whoever it is, doesn't know those toes are down there waiting.
No, but that's also irrelevant. So the guy's giving her all of these exact directions. Like, no, stay away from the fat on the meat, and maybe turn it over, tip it over. And there was a woman there, maybe in her 30s. I'm there. I'm clearly in my 90s. And we're just trying to figure out, like, when are we going to be able to purchase anything?
Right. Could you take that one grain of salt off? I think that's one grain too much.
You are so funny that you would say that.
Because
he made her weigh it.
Oh, man.
And it weighed a half a pound.
Yeah.
And he needed just under a half a pound.
What do you mean just under? So, who cares? You're getting more for your, I mean, what is it, 30 cents cheaper?
So he makes her take it back and starts starts the process over.
Those of you behind.
I don't love that piece.
No, right?
Yeah.
Who cares? So tear it off and throw it away.
Just
at
eat
home.
It.
Yeah, or eat it. There's another place you can put it.
Right.
I don't. For those of you behind counters that have to put up with this, we apologize. Don't do that sort of thing, feel for you. Apologize to you on behalf of those idiots.
So I think I've been here forever. This woman was here before me.
Right. She's set up a tent already.
So I look at her, and she looks at me, and she just starts laughing.
Right.
So I was like, oh, okay, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes you just think,
sure,
maybe I'm being impatient.
Right.
No, he was just taking. And then he went on and on. Uh-huh. And finally, we asked somebody else that was over on another side to come over and help us.
Right.
And then the person helped her and then helped me.
And he's still on about his stupid sandwich?
And when I left, he was still there.
Wow!
I would guess, without exaggerating, it was 12, 13, 14 minutes.
Wow. And you're good with time, so I would buy that.
Yes, I am good with time.
It's your business.
On a cut of meat.
Right.
And he made her do it over and over and over.
Why? Maybe he didn't like her. Maybe he knew her and didn't like her. Like, nope, I know that's not the case, though.
By the way, and then when I walk back by to see if he was still there, because now I'm fascinated by this guy.
Yeah.
He's getting other things.
Yeah, you've got
so
to
the
get
meat
your,
was only one
the beginning.
Of,
that was the first.
Yeah, he was getting like eight things.
Oh.
And he was that particular about every single one.
So you've gone around the store and got your preparation
yes.
H, and you've gotten your bagels, and you've gotten your chicken heads and stuff
and
you
my
need.
Diapers.
And your diapers. And he's still there.
And
unbelievable.
He's still there, and there's no hint of... Hey, you guys, I'm really sorry. This is an important dinner, or this is whatever
flimsy
excuse he might possibly have.
Yeah, I'm very important.
Mm-mm.
I needed
there
this
was
way.
No sign in him that there were any that there was anyone else.
I
in
believe
the store.
You breathed in when cutting that piece. Would you cut it off again and start from the beginning?
I wish you were joking. I wish I wish that didn't actually happen. So to everybody behind counters, I'm with Sluggo.
Yeah.
Sorry about that guy.
Yeah,
and next time I'll take him out.
Where did that end up on the top 10? I know JD was doing the top 10 Van Halen songs on Saturday and Queen yesterday, but I fell asleep, passed out on my couch before he got to number one.
See, that's the dedication that you have to your job.
JD, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, my brother. But anyways, man, you know, every once in a while they're going to do those, the top 10, your top 10 Van Halen songs on the weekends or whatever, some band. We'll pick and choose as we go along.
Would you like to know that there is life on Mars? Did you know that?
I'm very happy. You mean like moss? Is there little green, tiny bits of plant?
Oh, no, people.
Oh.
Aliens.
Creatures.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not people as we know them, but but aliens.
Oh, so intelligent life.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Not just moss. That's what I've been expecting forever.
Not moss whatsoever.
I mean, moss is really pretty impressive. But,
comes from UFO Sightings Daily.
Okay.
Which, by the way, there aren't that many.
There should be.
So I assume you have to make some up.
That can't be.
Putting that out there.
Right.
But there's a picture from the Mars rover.
Oh, okay.
That's really, really quite detailed.
No, okay.
And he has discovered...
That in there...
There's an alien.
An actual creature.
Yeah. I'll let... And this is part of the problem. I'll let him explain it
okay.
to you.
All right.
Hey, guys. This is Sky. And I hope everything's going well with you out there and you're safe. This is something new... but yeah, I've reported something similar to it about 10 years ago. There is an object right over here, and I swear to God, it looks like a human being.
Now, over here, what's he pointing to? Oh, you're bringing me the actual
picture. He's pointing to a part of the picture where we're zeroing in on to
okay.
see.
Then you're bringing me your laptop so I can actually see this now, and we are looking at what looks like a shadow. Oh, it does kind of look like a person. It sort of looks like Hurley from Lost laying on his side on a rock. I could see that.
You and Scott would make great friends.
Are you serious? Get out of here.
Laying down on a beach. But it's not a beach. It's Mars.
Right, we got
that. It's in the center of the video. It's right there in the center.
Right.
Let's see if we can move a little closer. There we are. Can you see this person laying down on one shoulder?
I mean, at first it really did look like a shadow, but within a second I saw...
But hold up.
Okay. Are you looking at it more closely now?
No, you can't. It only zeroes in this close.
Far. Yeah,
but
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
saying if you want to interpret that as a alien being laying on his side at the beach
Mars. He's just hanging out on Mars.
I mean, come on.
That dude's just been there for centuries by himself. He didn't know that I'm going to come up with a camera.
He was waiting for the Mars rover.
Yeah.
Their arm over here, their neck and upper neck exposed. You can see the pinkness.
No.
They have reddish hair there.
It is a little bit of color in it, though. That's some weird color.
It's Mars. It's the red planet. What do you... Of course there's color.
It's Hurley.
And there is even a trail of footprints going across the top of this rock.
Okay, now hold on a second. I didn't see the footprints. I did look at those. You know, when you showed it to me, I'm like, that actually looks like footprints, and I was going to say it.
You are so disappointed.
It does.
Can you see the trail right here of the dirt that's been disturbed?
Yes.
No.
That is incredible, isn't it?
It's
unbelievable.
Just
it shouldn't be possible.
No, it's amazing.
We're looking right at it.
We're not, but
right
we don't.
Here,
okay.
Where my cursor is.
Right.
right here.
Right, we see.
Right there. It's a big photo. It really is.
Yeah.
Also, something right here.
Okay.
It looks like some kind of alien pod.
Where's the pod? I don't see any pods.
It's, I swear to God, it's just a rock.
Like this one.
It's literally,
like Hurley is.
It's literally a roundish rock.
Well, I can see that there's not a person sitting there with no atmosphere lying back on Mars, but I bet it's a statue to Hurley. You know, because like,
and because they were fans of Lost.
Yes, yeah, it was a big thing on Mars for a while. You know, and everybody was really into it. All the aliens were like, "This is," and then they found out where it went, and the ending was terrible, and that's why that statue's out there by itself.
Oh, now. It's a statue, though.
Sure.
So you think it's a statue?
Yes, okay. Of Hurley. Yes, I'm convinced.
To Scott,
yeah,
it's an alien.
Well,
laying on his side at the beach, but it's not the beach; it's Mars.
I need to
play a little bit more.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
Like something's living inside, like it's a
just a pod,
giant cocoon.
Yeah, I didn't see the pod.
So freaking alien. That's weird, guys.
No, it's not.
You expect to see that in the movie?
Yeah, because it's not real.
You're not in NASA photographs,
right?
So, tell me your thoughts about this. Tell me what you think about this alien laying down, watching the Mars rover as it's passing by. Scott C. Waring, UFO Sightings Daily.
Nope.
Like and subscribe.
Nope.
I do like, and I will subscribe, because dude has found Hurley on Mars.
Dude has found nothing.
Weezer would be really impressed and thrilled.
Dude has found rocks. What is wrong with you? I thought I knew you. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo, 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 yo. You went to a theater, a movie this weekend.
I saw Jackass.
One of your favorite series ever.
Which I do love.
Franchises.
I wish there was less body fluids involved.
How many body fluids, like, of the various body fluids
all,
that you... Really?
All.
I was going to ask. They
yes.
went through them all. Okay.
Animal fluids as well.
And material, I would imagine.
Like...
Not just fluids, but
like
material as
pig
well.
Pig.
Gallons of it. Quick on the beep on that. That
was gallons good. Of it.
Well, yes. Why do you torture yourself thusly with life?
Steve-O had bees.
Sure.
On his
beads?
Penis?
Beads?
Bees.
Really? Bees? Beads?
Covering his
Job's
penis.
Not on board. Wow.
Yes.
No.
And it stung him. And he
of
showed,
course it did.
And he showed. I don't need to see. I'll take your word for it. I don't need to see that. But the best one was there was a guy sitting in a room and they had him taped to a chair.
Mm-hmm.
And they put a shock collar on him
mm-hmm.
to keep him in line.
Like
or whatever.
A dog collar?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they put like salmon all over him and meat all over
salmon
him.
Salmon and meat in the dog collar.
And they opened another door and a bear came in.
Tied to a chair.
A full-size bear.
Brown bear or black bear?
Black bear.
Okay.
Came in. I mean, it looked... Like, maybe the biggest bear I've ever seen.
Right.
And it starts sniffing around, and...
Hey, that smells pretty good.
And he's losing it.
Sure.
Because this bear is huge.
And I assume not a declawed.
No.
Yeah.
No. So everybody else is in the next room watching through a window, right, and
God,
they're
we're going to see death.
They're laughing so hard
sure.
because this poor bastard... And you can see in his eyes, like, I need to get the... out of here right now.
Right.
Like, even when it was over, his eyes were wide open and you could
sure.
see his neck.
That's death.
You could see his heart in
That's
his neck.
That's a nasty death. It's a claw you open, your guts come out, you're still awake, you're feeling the warm spill on your naughty bits as the guts spill, as he eats some salmon and a little human at the
so
same
as
time.
As the salmon is gone,
yeah.
the bear starts looking around for other food.
I'm still hungry.
And
I'm peckish.
He's really concentrating on the groin.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That smells nasty.
Like, really spend some time there. And you're just going, I don't want to see...
Yeah, I was
going
to say, you got way too much groin shots in this movie already.
And the bear, while having a paw on his crotch,
uh-huh.
Johnny Knoxville says, come on, bear, eat that d-. And I probably laughed for two straight minutes because you could just see the horror on the face
right.
of the guy that was there.
I need this thing.
And everybody else was just dying laughing. Come on, eat that.
And did he?
He did. No, he didn't. Of course not.
I was like, oh, we're going to see the movie.
Don't be ridiculous. That needs to be our slogan. We should put that on bumper stickers.
KLOS, eat that. Oh, no.
All right. You did ridiculous things to entertain your friends. You know that's how Jackass started.
Right.
Right?
Oh, 100%.
100%. They just made each other laugh.
Yep.
And it just got more extreme, more extreme, more extreme. And then it moved into bear country.
We can make money with this.
Yes.
Yeah.
First, it was a show on MTV, I think.
Something like that, it became
movies.
Yeah.
But you did something funny to that you thought would be funny, maybe especially if it's a fail.
Right.
You tried to do something funny to make your friends laugh. And don't forget that the best call this hour gets into the drawing to watch the big game in Las Vegas.
We're going to send you up to Vegas if we love your story to tiny little pieces and you win the drawing throughout the week.
Along with reserved seats for their big game viewing party, which is important because if you've ever been to a sports book, it can be super hard to find seating.
Yes.
During a big event.
Yep.
So you will have seats reserved plus $200 in travel cash and $100 food and beverage credit.
Nice.
So call now with what you did to make your friends laugh.
Especially if it went south.
818-955-KLOS. Saw Jackass over the weekend. It was the number one movie of the weekend. And the question is, what is something stupid you did to make your friends laugh? And the best call this hour will go into the drawing to see the big game in Vegas. All this week with Heidi and Frank with Sluggo and I, you get your shot to win a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas along with reserved seats for the big game viewing party, plus $200 in travel cash and $100 food and beverage credit. So the best call gets that. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on, Kevin? It's Sluggo.
Yeah. Hey there. Talking about things you did to make your friends laugh.
Well, being in the military, you go about a whole lot of places. And one time we went out to breakfast and a bunch of my friends bet me I would not drink an entire little thing of strawberry syrup from IHOP.
Really?
Yeah, but the funny thing is, it came back out 2 hours later.
Oh, no. Listen, I have a very strong no reversal rule.
Well, so do I, but strawberry? Yeah.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, I'm calling on behalf of my 12-year-old daughter.
Yes, go ahead.
We had the whole family around here. We were sitting out in the driveway, blah, blah, blah. And I had a machine. It was a flammable gas detector.
Mm-hmm.
What it does is when it detects flammable gas, it goes woo, 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 woo.
Right.
And, okay. Does anybody got a fart? Well, my 12-year-old daughter goes, I can do it. And so she farted, and I put the sniffer, that's what we call them, put it by her butt, and it just all woo, woo, woo. And we just went crazy going, sniff it good.
You know, that's actually a market now, a viable market, selling your farts in bottles. So she could make a lot of money.
I heard that story.
Dude, thanks for calling, man. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how's it going, KLOS?
It's going well, thank you. We were talking about Jackass, and the call-in topic is what you did to make your friends laugh.
It was during the time that I was in college, so none of us had any money.
Mm-hmm.
But we did have enough money to buy the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So as all of our friends are enjoying the alcohol and talking about the strippers we wish we could afford, I went into my room and put on a pair of Speedos and came out and danced for the fellas.
That's pretty great.
The scary part was some of them reacted a little bit too oddly to the point where I think they rather enjoyed it. And put hands where they shouldn't be, and I ended up just running away back into my room.
I love that so much because you were trying to make them laugh and they made you uncomfortable to the point where you ran away.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? I love you, but I don't love. You know what I'm
saying? Yes,
there's got to be a line somewhere. Right on. Thanks for calling. Hold on. Don't go away. We're going to put you on hold and maybe put you in this drawing.
All right. You did something stupid to make your friends laugh. 818-955-KLOS. The best call this hour will go into a drawing to go to Vegas to watch the big game. Talking about Jackass a little bit earlier, and the topic is dumb things that you did to entertain your friends. You have a story like that?
Oh, yeah. So I rode a Sector 9 longboard down a really big dirt hill. Had one metal obstacle, like a pipe sticking out of the ground. It was the only thing I had to avoid. And I ended up racking my right shin on it and busting it open and needing 13 stitches.
Oh,
that
man.
That sounds so painful. Your shin.
Seems so cool at first, riding a longboard down a dirt hill, but damn, that's nasty.
After my friend helped me back up the hill, we went into the coffee shop, and the manager hated us because we loitered all the time. So I ran in there and took out a rack of coffee, being all reckless, and then pulled up my bloody pant leg and was like, oh no, like, what are you guys going to do about it? And the manager was like, no, you're 86.
I'm glad the manager knew you.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
So you want to hear about stupid things we do to make people laugh? Huh?
Please.
So my buddy Kevin had just started dating this woman with a, she was very proud of her incredibly well-trained show poodle.
Yes.
And so to introduce her to all of the friends, they decide to have a dinner party. So I come to the dinner party with a sandwich bag filled with peanut butter stuffed inside of my jockstrap.
Yes.
And so as we walk in, this dog, who's on a very carefully controlled and regimented diet, goes insane and just won't leave me alone.
That seems like a really dangerous potential joke.
Right?
You know, I didn't contemplate the fact that I would have, you know, this bag of peanut butter in my pants for so long. And the dog finally has had enough of getting yelled at for whatever's going on. And eventually rips my pants.
Sweet.
And then, of course, the bag comes out and everybody sees what's been going on all night. And, and just, she was, I was not her favorite person for a long time.
I would say she wouldn't, you wouldn't be her favorite person ever.
But the dog's favorite person.
Oh, the dog loved you.
Hey, the dog loved me. Every time I showed up from then on. Like,
what do you got today in your pants? Thanks for calling, man. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS, your jackass stories, please.
We were talking about Jackass being the number one movie this weekend, and the call-in topic is things you did to entertain your friends. You have a story like that?
Back in the day, some friends of ours, we were all sitting around enjoying some four-way window pane, and there was a girl that was in my apartment that she wouldn't move out. I wasn't seeing her. She wouldn't leave. So I got this crazy idea. I must have seen it on a movie. I took a box of that black powder dye for your clothes.
Right.
And I went into my bathroom, because she always went in my bathroom every day without knocking on my door to use my shower every morning. So I took the shower head off and filled the shower head with all that black powder dye.
Nice.
Okay. Took a pencil and packed it in there to make sure that it was good and tight, and put the shower head back on. And then we sat there for the next couple of hours giggling like idiots, you know, frying our brains out.
Right.
And finally, I said, if she goes and knocks on my door, I'll tell her. But sure as heck, she opens her door, goes into my room, and I hear her go straight into the shower, shut the door. She turns on the water and lets out this blood-curdling scream like you've never heard in your life. And I look down the hall, and here comes this black and white streak running from my bathroom to the other bathroom, and all the way across from the bathroom, there was a set of black footprints permanently dyed into my floor, the carpet. All the way across. She was in there probably for the next 2 hours trying to get that black dye off of her. She moved out that day.
Yay!
Nicely done.
Well done. That's a good way to get rid of someone.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
And we laughed a lot.
I'll bet.
We laughed our asses off.
She was a delicious black and white cookie. Right on. Thank you for calling.
Hi.
Who's this?
Oh, this is Kim.
Hi, Kim. Embarrassing things you did to make your friends laugh?
What?
We're talking about...
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I'm at work, and it's one of those open offices where everybody's out.
Blah.
And I'm standing in front of my girlfriend, and I have a sweater on, and underneath it is a t-shirt that has my favorite DJ on it, his tagline.
Mm-hmm.
So I lift up my sweater, and everybody's cracking up. And then the CEO is behind me. And he's like, well, what do you have on? What do you have on? Everybody's like, no. And I turned around and says, eat me.
And he laughed?
Oh, the CEO? Oh, he was cracking up.
Okay, good.
And in fact, a week later, he offered me a job.
Wow.
How about that?
That's not such a bad office after all. Right on. Thank you for calling. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. Embarrassing things you did to make your friends laugh.
I don't know if I could even tell this story on the radio, but...
give it a try.
We're on the beep button.
It's pretty vile. I'm living in the college dorms, and there's two people to a room, one bathroom in the middle, two other people on the other side. One of my college mates in the next room was out of town for the weekend. So we got the wild idea to go into his room, take some wine glasses, put a little lipstick on it, take a condom, dip it in lemon yogurt, lay it across his pillowcase. And we wrote a note to the guy who was out of town saying that, sorry I missed you, buddy, but thanks for the use of your room. My girlfriend and I enjoyed it. Ken, who's roommate from the year before. So he comes back after the weekend, sees what had happened to his room, comes into our room, and we're all drunk, lighting our throats on fire, and just having a great time. And he looks at us. He's white as a ghost. Tells us what happened. We go into his room. My roommate, Jeff, leans over to the pillowcase. He grabs the condom, sticks it in his mouth, sucks on it, says, yeah, that was definitely Ken.
Wow, that's taking it to the next level. I love that.
Yes, it's definitely solid. Ken is what he said. That's fantastic.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, that guy never looked at another kiss of lemon yogurt the same way.
We're talking about ridiculous things you did to make your friends laugh.
I was at a party in Eagle Rock at a friend's house, and I had been drinking. And for some reason, to amuse everyone, I decided to pull my pants and underwear down all the way to my ankles and start just walking around the party like that.
Okay. And did you have any expectation that they would find that funny?
I don't know why I thought that they would be amused. And yes, I was being laughed at, but okay. I'm not quite sure why.
Yes, so, you are.
At some point, I apparently went in the bathroom and fell over into the bathtub because I woke up, I don't know how many hours later, in the bathtub with my legs hanging over the side of it, my pants and underwear down completely. I'm on display for everybody, and I got a shower curtain rod on my head and the little plastic rings everywhere. So I get up and I start walking around. I'm still totally inebriated, and I thought it was funny. And I end up in bed with one of the roommates there who's really, really overweight and unattractive. And we were having a sexual experience, and I noticed I'm in excruciating pain down there. And I finally look, someone took one of the plastic shower curtain rings that, you know, snapped together.
Yep.
And snapped it through the bottom of my scrotum.
Wow.
I don't know if you can tell that story, but oh my God. I was just trying to make people happy and laugh.
Well, that's what happens when you try and be joyous and bring love and happiness
right,
to the world.
That's what he was doing.
Yeah. Dude, thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
It was back in the 80s. I was living on the street, and I had to go to the bathroom, number two. And I told my friends if they got me some toilet paper, I would poop on the porch. And I did.
Wow. Wait, did you get anything out of the deal? I mean, did you make any money on the bet, or
no?
Just presenting poop on a random, totally random
paper. Didn't believe I would do it.
Right. You 100% have done that 30 other times
without anybody betting. Yeah. Well, that's very interesting. I thank you for. Was it a random porch or someone that they didn't like?
Just a random.
All right.
We didn't know who it was.
Excellent.
There you go. Enjoy some poop.
I'm sure they were happy.
All right.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, I got a jackass story.
Yes.
One of my best friends and I were always doing stupid stuff. We went to a friend of ours. My best friend and I went to a friend of ours' tattoo shop. We were playing pool in his tattoo shop. And I decided, why don't we make things interesting? So we made a bet. Whoever won had to get whatever tattoo the tattoo parlor decided to draw. So from there, I won. The tattoo artist drew up a bunch of things on some napkins and stuck them on the board. Me, blindfolded, throws a dart, and whatever that dart landed on, that's what my friend got tattooed.
Wow, I love this.
Wow.
Yeah, this is great.
And now my friend, to this very day, has a giant unicorn that takes up the whole back of his right calf with a giant boner while it's galloping in the air. Wow.
That is fantastic, and I love that it's someplace where people can see it. There's a guy, there's a show on Netflix that is called The Tinder Swindler.
Right.
And the guy has swindled more than $10 million out of women. It doesn't say women, out of people.
Yeah.
There were three women that were interviewed for this show, though. And he would say, oh, yeah, I'm in the diamond business because my dad was the diamond king. And he had the same last name, but he wasn't that guy's son.
He wasn't the diamond prince.
Well, that's what he called himself.
Right. But he wasn't really.
He was not. No.
So and so they did a tiny bit of research, and they're like, oh, well, the guy's got the same name. Must be him. Yep, here's my credit card.
Yep.
Wow. Why?
He would also stay away from them for the most part. It would be long distance stuff because he was always traveling.
Oh, yeah. Got to go buy some diamonds. Sure. Yeah.
And he would send, like, the first woman, he sent a picture of his bodyguard. It's just a guy beat up.
Right.
And he was like, this guy saved my life. Without my bodyguard, I would be dead right now because my enemies are really trying to track me down.
Playing the empathy card as well.
So the first woman that is introduced on that show is Cicely Felhoy, 29-year-old Norwegian grad student living in London. And the guy said, hey, you want to go with me? I'm going on vacation, private plane. And she said, sure.
Of course. Who's going to turn that down?
Right.
Yeah.
No, we're leaving right now. Okay.
Sure. Done deal.
She runs and packs and goes to the airport, and then she shows all of her friends texting her. Wait a minute, wait.
Who's this dude?
Who is it?
Right.
Have we researched him? Do we know anything about him?
Thank you, friends. Listen to friends.
Yes. She did not. So she went on the plane.
Right.
He said, will you be my girlfriend? She said, yes.
I mean, all of this is fine until he says,
I have enemies that are trying to track me down. And if I use my credit cards.
Oh, there's the words. If I use my credit cards,
then they will be able to track me. So just for this weekend, by the way, he presented himself as a son of a billionaire.
Right.
Just for this weekend, could I use your credit card so that I can't be tracked?
What was the old air raid sound like when air raids were coming in? That should set that off in your head immediately.
Yes.
I mean, I don't care that we're on this private jet, that we're going wherever. You sent me pictures.
But I mean, I do think that...
Anybody that says, I just can't.
I do think that he's backstopped today. It enough
that
somebody who wants to believe it will.
Go ahead. And I mean, at that point, that's when you play your con. Oh, absolutely. And give him a fake card
Who carries a fake card with you?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I don't know. But, you know, something where you play it like, oh, yes, I would have given you the money, but I just can't right now. You know what I mean? I mean, go ahead and let him keep thinking he's going to get some money out of you and keep playing for a while.
She gave him the credit card.
She just gave him the credit card.
Believing that he would have no trouble paying it off because he's rich.
Why would you believe that?
$10 million.
Nobody that's that rich needs money. Ever.
I mean, that is true.
Ever.
But the dude did this a lot. It's a movie on Netflix, and it's called The Tinder Swindler. And they interview a bunch of women who got taken for a ride.
I hate that.
Ended up giving them $30,000 and over the weekend, $100,000.
I don't need to start swindling people. This is why am I sitting here playing music? I could go out and get a lot of money.
I'm not sure you could pull that off.
Hey, let's see. You want to make a bet?
So what we want to talk about is dating app disasters.
Yes.
Because she was on Tinder, clearly.
Yeah.
And it could be Tinder or any other dating app.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You went to meet somebody.
Maybe things went fine for a while.
Or they didn't. And when they showed up, it was entirely something unexpected.
Oh, this is now what I thought. This is an actual troll. Literally a giant troll.
I assume there's a lot of lying going on.
Sure.
On these apps.
I mean, of course.
I assume so.
100%.
So,
did you go to your high school reunion? Did you lie about anything there at all before you went?
So you're asking me?
Yeah. No, probably you didn't because we don't care. But we have such low self-esteem anyway.
All right, so you had a dating app disaster. The person that showed up wasn't who you thought it was.
Right.
They ended up making you pay.
Right. Whatever.
You had to find a ride home because...
It went south.
However it happened, a dating app disaster. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Talking about dating app disasters.
I dated this guy for a while. He did the, you know, borrowed $20, paid it back, borrowed $50, paid it back, and then stole, you know, then had a, you know, party that he didn't make his money on. He was a promoter. And I ended up getting into his email. He had done it to a couple other girls, got a hold of them, and they ratted me out.
Oh,
what?
Man, really? Wow.
Why would they rat you out?
Because they called him and said I went through his emails, and I was trying to get them to all combo with me.
Sure.
Go sue him or something.
Yeah.
Where,
Where's the solidarity?
What happened?
Yeah, no, well.
They still believed him. They still thought, oh, well, this just knocks one out. I can
maybe I can get closer.
Make some points and, yeah, tell her on, well, tell
you
on
did,
her.
You did the right
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I should have known when I went to meet him that his picture was nothing what it looked like. And when I asked him, I said, how come your picture is, you know, not current? He said, well, I wanted to show you my versatility.
Versatility? He wanted to show you his youth.
Yeah. His misspent youth. I'm glad you got out of there. Yeah.
Right. Thank on. You.
Be careful out there, girls.
Right. 100%. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
I dated this girl, a Ukrainian girl,
mm-hmm.
that I met online. And then I slept with a Russian escort, and she found out about it, and it turned out she was the madam.
Oh, so you owed her some cash.
Hold up, wait.
Well, no, then she tried to, then I found out at my 50th birthday party, she tried to recruit my friends to be escorts.
Oh, wow.
Your girlfriend was from Ukraine, and then yeah. you slept with a Russian prostitute.
Yes.
Okay. And then your girlfriend turned out to be the madam.
And she was making money off of me.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to blame her.
Did any of your friends sign up? Are they out there today? Do you know? Hopefully not.
I don't know if they're still alive. Maybe she's
alive. Oh, wow. That went south fast.
That really did. All right, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS dating app disaster.
We were talking about the Netflix show, The Tinder Swindler, and the guy swindled $10 million out of women.
$10 million?
Through the years on wow. Tinder. Damn. Just by making himself look like a billionaire son, which he was not.
If anybody ever asks you for money and they're a billionaire's son, they're lying.
Say no, yeah. So we're taking phone calls on dating app disasters.
I met one off of an app, and we went to a restaurant to eat, and then he was really dominating the conversation. I would say like 90% of it.
Wow.
And he kept looking off, you know, throughout the restaurant, and then he tells me, hey, do you see that couple next the table next to us? I'm like, yeah, what about him? And he's telling me they've been staring at us the whole time, and I'm looking, I'm like, no, they haven't, they're eating, they're talking, they haven't even been staring at us. I don't know, I think he might have been under the influence of meth because he was talking a lot, and so then he's like, yeah, I don't feel comfortable here, let's go. And so we went outside to go talk, and then he had the nerve to ask me to come over to his place afterward. And I was like, no.
Good for you.
That's okay.
I choose life.
Yes, that's why I chose life, and I never saw him again.
Good for you.
Frankie would be proud. Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
So right after I came to Los Angeles, I went on a date with this guy, and the first date was pretty okay. The second date, we went to a bar, and while I had 3 drinks, he had 9.
And then
he started to cry and say he see dead people.
He started to cry and said that he sees dead people?
He was crying, saying he sees dead people.
Oh, no.
Wow, did that turn?
Wow.
And then I was at the bar with this guy crying.
Right. Who thinks he sees dead people? Who thinks he's, was it Bruce Willis?
Yes.
Or that really good new series from Britain called Ghosts. That's pretty cool, but I don't think he was as entertaining as that.
Did you run?
Yeah, did you run?
Oh my God, I didn't know what to do. I
sure.
said, maybe we should go home. And then he wanted to drive me home.
Oh, great. And
I was like, no, thank you.
No, I'd like to get home alive. Thank you.
Wow.
All right, that's a disaster for
wow.
sure.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That was a disaster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good for you for getting out of that. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo, and time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. On Netflix, you can watch The Tinder Swindler. You see a guy swindling $10 million from women. And here's the tip. If you go out on a dating app and you're dating somebody who claims to be a billionaire son and he asks you for money, don't give it to him.
He's lying!
We posted a video of proof of aliens on Mars.
And I buy it. I can see the man. I know that
and
there's proof.
And we took calls from people who did something stupid to make their friends laugh, and a guy called in with a story including a condom with yogurt in it. That's all you need to know.
And I hope you didn't miss that because it was insane. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You want to go to Vegas?
Yeah! Yes, I do.
To watch the big game?
Yes. Hell yeah.
All this week, Heidi and Frank and Sluggo and I have your shot to win a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas, along with reserved seats for their big game viewing party, plus $200 in travel cash and $100 food and beverage credit.
I am so glad Sahara's back. That's awesome.
Agreed.
I'm sitting on that side of the strip for a while and go down there and party.
And we are going to have a call-in topic in the next hour.
Right.
And the best call will be qualified for this.
Yeah, and when you get qualified, we're going to throw you a KLOS custom t-shirt as well, so you'll for sure win something. But with your stories coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to ask you for your phone number for a change. Don't freak out. We're not tracking you down.
We're tracking you down. Wait, we're not.
Oh, no, no,
we're not tracking
you down. No, that's right. No. Right.
We're not tracking you down.
So
we don't care.
That's us.
I don't pay much attention to the whatever it is day. Today, however, is 7 great ways to know your customer.
And that's important.
Get to know your customers.
I think that's very important for all of us.
This is Customer Rick calling.
Hi, Customer Rick. Thank you for patronizing our radio station.
Yeah, thank you for shopping with us today.
No problem.
All right. How much money do you make a year?
Hi, this is Monique. I'm ready to be grilled.
Have you ever kissed a girl?
Yes. A long time ago.
And was it?
Yes. Follow-up questions, please.
What band are you most embarrassed about liking?
Nickelback.
What the f***? Okay, have you ever been arrested?
Oh, of course.
Let's see. Who's the dumbest member of your family?
Oh, probably me.
It's Steve.
Customer Steve.
Long-time listener.
Thank you.
I've been listening to KLOS since I was a teenager.
Good man.
Back when it was
good.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Who wants to see The Who back on tour?
I know, that is so awesome. Coming at the end of the year, right?
It is October 28th at Honda Center, or November 1st at the Hollywood Bowl. We have two tickets to see Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend return as The Who Hits Back Tour. You can take your choice, I believe, of those two nights at 818-955-KLOS if you are caller 13. And if you want to buy tickets, they go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com.
Neil Young was never happy with the performance of the backing band on This Day in Rock that he recorded the MP3, yet the album was still released. Beatlemania hit its stride on This Day in Rock in 1964. Today's the day when all those fans showed up at the airport as they landed in New York. The wall went up on This Day in Rock in 1980 at the Los Angeles Memorial Sports Arena as Pink Floyd staged the very first production of The Wall.